Stefan Wilczek is hosting a full-day workshop titled Open Financial Market Platform Workshop, Services for a Banking Platform at the Eclipse Summit Europe on Tuesday, October 9th. Stefan, can you tell us a little about the goals of the workshop?
Yes, Wayne, of course. Well, basically, it will be the first get-together of people who are interested in this specific field of banking. And maybe I can tell you a little bit about the background of how this all happens, so you get an idea of what we try to do in this workshop and whom we try to target. The customer we work for is a bank in Luxembourg. It's Kapting Bank. It's a young and quite innovative bank, originally from Iceland. And I'm hosting the workshop together with a banking expert. He's a risk management expert. It's Fabian Decaine. And what they do in the bank is they build a financial market platform that focuses on very specific banking things. It focuses on deal capture, on real-time position keeping, pricing tools, and that's the most interesting part when it comes to calculating and to playing around with numbers and with all this beautiful computation tools is risk management. And it's basically something between the front end of the bank, where the guys are making the deals, and the back end of the bank, where these deals are brought into the accounting systems, where the deals are actually transferred into transferring money from banks to banks. So in this or for this intermediate platform, we found a lot of open source financial libraries while developing parts of the solution. And there is nothing like a real server and client-side platform where you can hook all of these beautiful components together. And during this project, we found out that Eclipse itself delivers, of course, a great component model. And it was quite natural to think about using Eclipse and OSGI-based technology for that specific thing. And as we are now for quite some time in the Eclipse world and doing a lot of stuff with Eclipse and love the idea of open source, the bank being quite innovative, they somehow liked the idea of putting some of the parts also open source, and they wanted to give some non-strategic parts to the community and see whether other banks or other interested parties might be interested to jump here aboard. And they expect that some other parties use these components, give some feedback, or best thing that might happen is commit some other parts back. And yeah, basically to try the idea of open source in a core banking application. And this is, of course, not that familiar to banking, where they use heavy and very expensive things. But yeah, the application market or the application server market changed, and using JBoss and all that stuff in banking now, and why not in the next 2 or 3 years use some OSGI-based open source. And we were inspired by the Open Healthcare Framework that tries to support a specific domain or a specific vertical market. And in this project, we definitely want not in the beginning to target the whole world of banking, and this is impossible. And this project provides in the beginning only components for this very, very narrow area. And of course, other banking projects might use these components and broaden the focus, but we will start to target on this specific risk management area. So nothing around, but this will be the focus in the beginning. So In this workshop, we will present the current project of the bank, where it's used in the bank, what they do with it, what they try to target. We will present what parts of this banking project will go into the Eclipse world, into the open financial market platform in this Eclipse project, how this will be done technically and from a conceptual point of view. Well, right now, they're using J2E, and we are shifting now to OSGI specific parts. We want to discuss with other parties what they can get out of this project or may contribute to it. And of course, we are also interested to broaden the discussion to banking applications and what the participants might need or want to contribute into this project or into a similar project. The banking thing itself, or the idea of supporting the vertical market of banking, this might be something for, of course, another, I would say, kind of, how do you say, umbrella project. This will be some kind of banking platform. But this OFMP, like I said, is very focused on the specific area of risk management. So that's what we are trying to do. And yeah, that's about it. It will be, like I said, a first get together of people who might be interested. And it tries to target domain experts, as well as it tries to target, of course, technical experts from this area.
So you're hoping to attract along with people who may actually work in an IT department at a bank, ISVs, consultants, other people who might otherwise engage in the banking space.
Yes, definitely. There are people, of course, that from what they do are very much into the specific risk management area, but there are also people that have spoken to us that are a little bit, I would say, far away from this risk management area, but also very interested in what they could gain from components that are open sourced.
Is it naive to think that risk management is an area that is broader in interest than just in the banking industry? Or is that something that other segments of industry may find interest in as well?
The risk management area itself is covered by what we found is covered by some open source libraries. So because a lot of research is done in this risk management area, a lot of mathematical research, a lot of mathematical models, you can hook up a lot of things to this specific area. So from this perspective, we found that a lot of results are already open sourced, and you can attract a lot of people from the research area for this, and you can find already a lot of researchers like mathematicians that already provided some specific risk management things to the open source market, so to say, or that actually distribute their results, so to say, for free. The risk management area itself is not only, of course, here it is very, very narrowed to banking, but itself risk management can be also be very interesting to insurance companies.
Okay, so have you had many people express interest in attending the workshop?
We found out that we had, of course, the first people that answered or that were attracted by the proposal were people from the platform projects, because We used the word open financial market platform. We got immediately inquiries from other platform projects or people that are interested in providing server-side components and client-side components within some kind of industry-ready framework, so to say. So technically, the first inquiries came from other platform projects that and the focus was clear. How can we distribute Eclipse-based solutions with an OSGI-based server? And then we had some banking app developers that you were addressing this already, people who work in IT, in banking, with some interest from, or some interested parties from the different financial libraries out there. And we were also inquired by people from professional risk management tools, for example, RiskMetrics, which is a kind of market leader in a specific area in risk management, were seriously interested in providing interfaces to their tools. And then we had domain people from banking and from similar areas. So, for example, the insurance industry was quite interested in the idea of bringing up a vertical platform. And so it might finally lead to a kind of banking or financial or whatever umbrella project where you can have, of course, a lot of sub-projects that share a lot of components.
Cool. Now, I guess with the RCP workshop, we've actually received a few position papers, even though we didn't actually ask for them. Have you received any position papers?
We didn't receive any position papers, although we received or people started some discussions about what platform means and all that kind of stuff. But nobody invested his time so far for a position paper, while it was not required. So, yeah.
But there's been there's been some discussion. Is there a news group for this?
Yeah, there is a news group for this, and people mailed us some stuff. We try, if people are interested, we try to shift this these questions to the news groups, or to the news group. But yeah, it's basically in the OFMP news group.
So that's eclipse.technology.ofmp?
Eclipse.technology.ofmp on news eclipse.org.
What should people who are interested in attending your workshop do?
Well, they should first of all show up, and like we've written already, they are encouraged to inspire the workshop with related use cases, and I expect it to be active participants. So basically, like I said, it's a get together, and we would like to address two different parties. We want to invite the domain experts. That means we want to invite people like financial engineers, and we want to also invite interested software developers from the banking field and also from related Eclipse projects that might do something about the platform idea, the idea of bringing Eclipse into the industry, who use Eclipse on the server side, and who deal with, for example, developing RCP applications for the industry itself. That's basically it. So they don't have to turn in anything. We are, of course, very interested if they want to put some ideas or bring in some ideas or want to encourage some ideas, they are more than welcome to use the news group and post their ideas ahead of the symposium, and we will be glad to address these issues during the workshop itself.
More information about the workshop and Eclipse Summit Europe itself can be found on the website at eclipsesummit.org. Thank you very much for sharing with me today some information about your upcoming workshop. I wish you good luck and great attendance at your workshop, and I look forward to seeing you at Eclipse Summit Europe.
Thank you very much.